Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. No one can read the Bible, either the Old Testament or the New, without seeing the significance of a Hebrew named Abraham. God promised Abraham when he called him out of Ur of Chaldees, "I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them who bless you, and curse him who curses you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 12, 2 and 3. Did God mean that Gentiles would be blessed through Abraham? Or was that only the Jews? When the Lord said all families of the earth would be blessed, He meant all families, and that included Gentiles. The Galatian letter explains, "Know therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen, or the Gentiles through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In you shall all nations be blessed." Galatians 3, 7 and 8. The Apostle Paul adds, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Galatians 3, 13 and 14. The expression, "the blessing of Abraham," simply refers to what God had in store for the entire human race through the coming of Jesus Christ. Before the foundation of the world, God had planned to redeem fallen men and women, both Jew and Gentile, from sin, and to prepare us for an eternal inheritance. Because God is long-suffering and does not want anyone to be lost, He sent Jesus Christ into the world to redeem us from the curse of the law and from the bondage of sin. He gave us the gospel that we might learn the will of God and might respond in faith and obedience to that will. When we become children of God through faith in Christ and obedience to the gospel, we then come to enjoy the blessing of Abraham. But we cannot enjoy that blessing until we have confessed our faith in Christ, repented of our alien sins, and been baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. The Old Covenant was given to the Jews, and never binding on any Gentile, unless the Gentile was willing to submit to all the rules and regulations of the Old Testament. That does not mean that Gentiles could not be saved without submitting to the Mosaic Covenant. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Romans 2, 14 and 15. Under the new covenant, every person living on this earth, whether Jew or Gentile, bond or free, male or female, is saved in exactly the same way, through faith in Christ and obedience to the gospel. Our blessing, which has come through Abraham, was given that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Do you remember the questions Paul raised in the beginning of Galatians 3? This only would I learn of you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect through the flesh? He, therefore, who ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Galatians 3, 2 and 3 and 5. We, dear friends, are of the faith and are blessed with faithful Abraham. Galatians 3, 9. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.